Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you see the Harbour Bridge from where you're standing at the moment?
Sure.
Oh, okay. So there's no smog about Sydney this morning?
Oh, not really. There are a lot of people out in the water.
Why wouldn't you be?
Why wouldn't or would?
No, why would you not be? I love the water.
Early.
Well, no, it's never too early to get on the water, Alex. You should give it a go. You know what you should do? You should buy yourself a paddleboard and step off your deck onto Sydney Harbour.
Can you imagine how much I would complain? Like the whole time.
you could put your pugs on.
Oh, man, this is terrible. When am I going home? Why is that guy looking at me?
You could paddleboard your way over to Cockatoo Island.
No. I could get an Uber.
An Uber? Have you got Uber taxis on the water?
I have never done one, but I did see a neighbour come home on one.
Right.
I don't know if it was an Uber one, but it was a taxi, and I was like, this is very exciting.
Yeah, there's plenty of water taxis on the harbour there in Sydney. Hey, let's get to chatting about other things on thebigsmoke.com.au. Speaking of your pugs, why do they tilt their head when you speak to them? And it's not just pugs. What's the research saying?
So this is really cool. So this is an investigation across 40 breeds of dogs. And it was about whether or not they could memorize the names for different toys and then recall information to specifically pick up certain toys. Now, not all of them were able to do this, but a few could. And the other thing that would happen would be those in the group who were deemed gifted word learners, so the ones that would really pick up what you were trying to say, they would tilt their heads more frequently than dogs who were not as gifted in that area after hearing a command. In fact, the gifted word learner dogs would tilt their heads 43% of the time, while other breeds who aren't as, you know, as intuitive or have an aptitude for response only did 2% of the time.
You wanted to say as not as intelligent, right?
No, it's not as intelligent.
Yeah,
different gift.
Alex Chelios, you were skipping around the word. You're going, I can't do that. It'll offend people. What else can I say?
Not offend people. It's the dog. I don't want some sweet little dog here to hear that I said he wasn't the brightest tool in the shed.
Well, of course you're going to offend people. If you point the finger at a certain breed saying they're not that intelligent, you're going to offend the owners.
Don't care about the people. The dog. I don't want to offend the dog.
Right. So which breeds of dog aren't that intelligent?
Well, it wasn't so much. I'll tell you which ones were the most.
You're sidestepping.
Border collies.
I don't care about the ones that are most intelligent. I'm trying to get out of you the least intelligent breed so that when I go to the RSPCA and get myself a rescue, I'm not getting you, I'm not getting you, I'm not getting you.
No,
I'll get you,
all
though.
All dogs are smart in their own way. They all have different types of smarts, like people.
They're different level smart.
They're different types.
Moving on.
Street smart.
I love our conversations.
Not as academic as others.
Hey, here's something that's interesting. Airless tyres, and they're a thing, aren't they?
So this is a new product that has been in the works for over 10 years. Now, the company creating them have claimed that the millions of tyres that end up in landfills because of puncture damage can actually be replaced by airless tyres, which are puncture-proof. Now, the exciting development around this is that it will be an important step to on-road sustainability. So the idea behind it will be that less tyres produced means limiting waste. The tyres can be used for a lot longer. They won't be punctured. They won't be as easily, worn out. And they won't also become a fire hazard because disposed tyres are also a fire hazard.
Yes, they are.
Which release gas and heavy metals and oil into the environment. So this could be really exciting and it would last longer. This would be the way, I guess, we would see cars. They're believing that the new airless tyres can be on cars by 2024.
Brilliant. Anything that's environmentally friendly, I'm all for, Alex Chelios.
Yeah, and it sounds like GM will be the first brand to get vehicles to get the car, to get the tyre, But, you know, because they've been using different test platforms. But eventually it will be commonplace for this to be rolled out.
Do you know we had puncture-proof tyres back in the 1960s?
Doesn't surprise me.
Courtesy of a TV show called The Flintstones. Do you ever see Fred and Barney?
Yeah.
They concrete tyres.
Yeah, the way they used to run. Yeah. I actually thought that was a documentary when I was
a kid. You know how we're talking about levels of intelligence.
It was a history lesson. I didn't have to go to school because I was watching The Flintstones.
And on that note, Alex Chelios, we'll shoot the breeze next week.
Thank you so much.